Today, an international consortium released standards for new software designed to ease concerns about invasions of privacy online. The Platform for Privacy Preferences, or P3P as it's known, was designed by technology companies and privacy advocates. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, it's supposed to help consumers understand what happens to their personal information on the Internet.
P3P is not a commercial product. It's really more of an idea, a set of standards for enhancing privacy on the web. Deirdre Mulligan of the Center for Democracy and Technology helped turn this idea into reality. She says it originated when privacy advocates noticed how consumers were using filtering software, which helps users screen out obscene material online.
There was initial discussion talking about taking the notion of filtering technology, which allowed consumers to control information coming into the home, and turning it around and using that same kind of technical platform to give users more control of information flowing out of the home. Wouldn't this be a cool idea?
Developers around the world spent years trying to agree on privacy standards that would allow your personal computer to make sense of the way millions of different websites use consumer information. Now that these standards have been agreed on, the goal is to persuade website operators to enter these standards into their computer code. That will allow your home computer to analyze what each website plans to do with your personal information. Lori Craner of AT&T Labs says that while you are surfing, P3P software should enable your computer to answer some basic questions.
To what information does the data collector provide access? Can I find out what data they're holding on me? Do they have a policy about how long they keep the data? Is there a law that's in effect that I can appeal to if I have some sort of conflict or dispute about the website following through with their privacy practices?
If a computer gets what the user considers to be the wrong answer to these questions, some sort of visual alarm would go off. Then the consumer could decide whether to share information with the site or to shop somewhere else. Now that the basic standard has been agreed upon, it's up to individual software developers to work these ideas into their products. Most of these programs are still under development, but they'll be available in the coming months. Rob Perry is with a company called iDecide. He shows how his software sets off a warning for a user who's decided not to share information with certain websites.
For example, I will show you what happens when I encounter a site that doesn't live up to my standards. Here we go to the demo site. We see that the P3P indicator is red. And we click on it, and we see that the conflict with my standards is that the site shares personal information with non-trusted parties.
Non-trusted parties might include advertising companies, which often track users as they visit a variety of different websites. Because of the high public profile of this issue, privacy policies are now commonplace, but most of these documents are shrouded in legal mumbo-jumbo. Members of Congress have pointed to this problem in recent hearings as a justification for federal legislation protecting online privacy. Supporters of legislation worry that P3P might offer Congress an excuse to stay away from this issue. Jason Catlett is with the privacy group Junkbusters.
The risk is that this will be perceived by legislators as an excuse to do nothing and to let the technology folks solve the solution.
Catlett also criticizes the P3P effort because it includes no enforcement mechanism, but supporters of the program say it will make it easier for federal and state regulators to prosecute sites that lie about their information practices, since P3P will help expose what's going on behind the scenes when consumers surf. The biggest challenge for the P3P effort now is to spread the word, since programs like this will only work if the vast majority of websites sign on. Larry Abramson, NPR News, New York.